Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Whenever we need to know what is happening around the Gold Coast, we go to our Gold Coast newsroom. Rob McLeod away, but Courtney, you are going to tell us about the Gold Coasters that have been nominated for Australians of the Year for 2023, which is very exciting. First up, though, whales getting caught in shark nets off the Gold Coast.
Yes, that's right. There's been three whales become entangled in nets in Australian waters in less than a week. Experts are expecting more. It says a humpback, as I'm sure you would have heard, was freed from nets at Mermaid Beach yesterday. That took more than 12 hours to get them free.
The whale's okay. I mean, we know.
Yes.
That, yeah, that's good.
Yes, that's the most important news there.
SeaWorld just do an amazing job, don't they? They are incredible.
Yes, definitely. But, you know, the Australian Marine Conservation Society is calling for alternatives to shark control in Queensland. I did speak to a shark scientist. He said we should follow in the footsteps of Western Australia and subsidise personal shark deterrence. So, but the Queensland government did ask for a response. I don't think they're
that
keen to do that.
Okay.
Yes, but anyway. we'll also hear today the reasons behind the latest rate hike when the Reserve Bank governor addresses a business function in Sydney. Gold Coast households are adding a 0.25% increase to their budgets. It says the official figure rises to 4.1%.
Not a popular person around the country at the moment with everyone who's got a mortgage, but I suppose it's a necessary thing to have to do with the alternative being inflation going through the roof.
That's right. I mean, I don't have a mortgage, but I'm concerned about my rent going up.
Yep.
But yes, definitely. I think it impacts everyone, so we'll... we'll see what he has to say today, later today. I'm sure we'll keep you updated. And like I said, a Gold Coaster who's transformed the lives of young men has been named the city's 2023 Australian of the Year.
Awesome.
Yes. So Marco Renai is the founder and CEO of the Men of Business Academy, which provides an alternate senior secondary school. And Olympic swimmer Emma McKeon was also announced at a private ceremony as overnight as the city's Young Australian of the Year.
And that is what you need to know.